For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun. There will be a runoff in the governor's race. Democrat John Bel Edwards was a leading vote-getter after winning 47% of the total votes cast. But the incumbent fell short of the 50% threshold needed to win the race outright. That means Edwards will square off against GOP businessman Eddie Rasponi, who came in second place and edged out Republican Congressman Ralph Abraham. For Edwards, falling just short of winning the race outright means he will face a tougher bid for re-election, and now must match up one-on-one against a Republican. Many in the national GOP, including President Trump, came out in full force during the last days of the election to increase voter turnout. That effort appears to have been successful. On Twitter last night, Trump, who had appeared in Lake Charles on Friday to rally the base, took credit for helping to force the runoff. Edwards, meanwhile, at his election watch party last night in Baton Rouge, urged voters to focus on his policies, not his political party. There was less drama in most other statewide races. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, Attorney General Jeff Landry, Treasurer John Schroeder, and Commissioner of Agriculture Mike Strain all coasted to re-election Saturday. Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin will face a familiar opponent in a runoff. He defeated Gwen Collins Greenup in a special election last year. And in the election for insurance commissioner, which featured mudslinging from both sides, incumbent Jim Donilon defeated Tim Temple and won a sixth term. In the hotly anticipated vote on whether to create a new city of St. George, the pro-St. George side was victorious. The nearly six-year battle to incorporate the southeast portion of East Baton Rouge Parish into a new city was successful. St. George becomes the fifth city to incorporate in the parish, along with Baker, Zachary, Central, and Baton Rouge. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.